everybody, to another episode of the Mr. McDolphin Podcast. Make sure to follow the podcast on Podbeam, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast. You can watch every episode of this podcast on YouTube. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. I'm Mr. McDolphin. You can follow me on X at Mr. McDolphin 73. What's up, everybody? I wanted to come and jump on here and kind of give my opinions and all about the first wave of free agency, all of the losses and signings, and kind of just take a look at where we're at. I know it was a whirlwind of emotions, and I'm sure you guys as Dolphins fans can relate. Monday was really hard, you know, I mean, with the losses of Robert Hunt, Xavier Howard, Jerome Baker, Emmanuel Ogba, we already knew about, Christian Wilkins, AVG, Brandon Jones, Raekwon Davis, Deshaun Elliott. I mean, it was just over and over, and it was really hard. I'm not going to lie. It was, like Black Monday or something. It was rough. But, you know, Robert Greer, he bounced back, I think. I don't want to give him too much props because I believe he created a lot of that. I'm not on the side where I believe it was a good idea to let all of these players go. And I understand what he's doing and the way he's thinking. And I can, you know, and we're going to have to learn from that as Dolphins fans. As long as he's in charge, you know, that more stuff like this is going to happen. And I'll get into that here in a little while. But if you guys listen to my podcasts on what I wanted to see the Dolphins do this offseason, what happened is about the exact opposite. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was kind of a given that we were going to lose Christian Watkins, but we didn't have to go through that. Greer could have took care of that 2 years ago. And so he put himself in that position where Wilkins is going to get paid. We don't have the money to pay him. But I don't think there's no excuse to not get Andrew Van Ginkle. You know, why didn't we keep him? You know what I'm saying? I understand X. I'm on the side that you drafted X's replacement, Cam Smith. And so he's getting older. He's starting to, you know, not play as well, starting to fall off. But I'm worried Cam Smith hasn't even been able to see the field last year. So, and then when we get into the signings, we'll see that, I guess the coaches, you know that Cam Smith can't play because they brought in somebody else to start. So maybe it'll just take more time for him to develop, but we'll get into that in a few also. What I wanted to kind of do was just break it up into offense and defense and kind of just look at our losses and the people that we've re-signed and the people that we added and take a look at where the offense is and my opinion on what I think we should do next. If it's more free agency, if it's what we need to do in the draft, those kind of things. I'm not going to dive too much into the draft, because starting in April, I will do some mock drafts and take a look at holes that I believe. And this is kind of just the first look at, you know, when you I love this time of year, by the way, when you strip the team down and you fill it all back up. I think I read somewhere that 40% of every roster in the NFL goes through a 40% change. And so this is quite normal. And that's good. I think what hit us so hard this year was the players that tugged on our heartstrings, you know, like Christian Wilkins being the heart and soul of the team and AVG being a fan favorite, you know, and we just loved him and the way he stepped in last year when everybody got hurt, you know, and then X has been around forever, you know, guys that played really well, like Deshaun Elliott, but we didn't even keep him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it didn't make any sense for it to go that far. But so what I want to do is split it up into the offense and defense, take a look at everything. But first, before we dive into that, I need you guys to do me a favor. Can you answer a question for me? Are you guys diehard Dolphin fans? Because if so, I need you to do this. Get on Facebook. Just type in diehard Dolphins fan. Diehard Dolphins fan page will come up. Like and follow the page. Diehard Dolphins fan Facebook page. It's just a page that shares all of the news, rumors, and more. It's kind of a place you can go where everything, all of the Dolphins stuff, the stuff ESPN puts out and the NFL puts out and other, you know, fan pages or fan groups and websites and all that, all of the information is all in one Facebook page that we can just look through. It's a really cool Facebook page. Please like it and share the page, but follow the page. That would be awesome. It's all of the content on there. It's all about your Miami Dolphins. It's not an NFL page. It's just a fan, a diehard Dolphins fan Facebook page. Check it out. All right, let's dive in. Let's start with the offense. All right, so the biggest loss in the offense, of course, and I think everybody listening to this would agree, is Robert Hunt. You know, he was a starting right guard. The guy got paid. You know what I'm saying? That was probably the one person on offense I wanted to see us keep. That was that to me. I mean, you know, AVG and Wilkins and the defense, that was one thing, but this piece right here, I thought Greer should have kept. Greer did not. But Greer has a plan. So he re-signs Robert Jones, Salvin Ahmed, which I don't have no idea why he re-signed. He's running it back with the exact same running back room. And yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Baxton Berrios, special teams, I think, is why he got brought back. River Craycraft, left guard. Isaiah Wynn, which we all know, stepped in at left guard, played really well, but he's often hurt. So you better have some depth if he's going to play. So that's just my opinion. And then additions is Jonnu Smith, which we talked a little bit about in the last podcast. Jonnu Smith, I think, is a really big component, and I'll talk about that here in a second. We did sign another tight end, Jody Forston from Kansas City. One of the biggest signings, I believe, is Aaron Brewer, a center out of Tennessee, and I'll tell you all why I think that's so big here in just a second. And then the most underrated pickup that Greer has made, and a lot of people are just throwing him in this pile with, you know, the Isaiah Wynns and the Robert Jones and all them, and that's Jack Driscoll. One thing I want to say real quick about Jack Driscoll is two things I really like about him. One, he has the ability to play right tackle and right guard. And he was the sixth man up last year. Okay, last year, he was the sixth man up on in my opinion, the best offensive line in the NFL, which is the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe had the best offensive line in the NFL last year, and he was the sixth man up. When he stepped in, that offensive line did not lose a beat. And it's kind of like, you know, in basketball, when you have six great players, only five can start, your sixth guy coming off the bench is really good. And that's what I think about Jack Driscoll, and that's what he is. And I will, and I think more people will start to understand this, you know, as the new season starts up. He's going to beat a lot of people out. He's probably going to be a starter. He's probably where we have Liam Eichenberg, who can play guard and center, and he'll be, hopefully Liam Eichenberg will be coming off the bench. You know what I'm saying? And Robert Jones could even be coming off the bench and maybe have to come off the bench a lot because Isaiah Wynn can't stay healthy. But Jack Driscoll, I think, is going to be able to lock up that right guard position. And if God forbid something happens to Austin Jackson, he can also play tackle and move inside. But I think that's an underrating. I don't think he's going to be a depth part, because the thing that I wish he would be a depth part, because I wish that Chris Greer would get better players than him, but I don't think that's going to happen. We learned that last year. I think I wrote down, I don't like it, but something tells me Chris Greer is going to like it. He's going to be okay with it. And that's what I think. When I look at the offensive line now with Teron Armstead, Isaiah Wynn, Aaron Brewer, Jack Driscoll, Austin Jackson as the starters, and then you got Lester Cotton, Robert Jones, Liam Eichenberg, as some good depth pieces. And I think Chris Greer is going to be okay with that. I think he will draft. And in my opinion, that at the very beginning of the draft, either 21 or 55, preferably 21, but 21 or 55, you have to get your left tackle of the future. If he comes in and he's, you know, that swing tackle his first year, if he comes in and you want him to play guard for a year, whatever, but he's the Teron Armstead's replacement. We need to get that piece this year. I mean, it wasn't too long ago. We didn't even know if Teron Armstead was coming back, if he was going to come back from retirement. So that's kind of what I think we need to do with the offensive line. The other piece I wanted to get into was Aaron Brewer. I hear a lot of people when they, you know, when they say, okay, did we get better or did we get worse? We don't have anybody on this list that can replace Robert Hunt. That's any as good as Robert Hunt. Okay. So we, you know, Jack Driscoll would probably be the closest to that. That's not, he's not going to be able to, he's wasn't as good as Robert Hunt. So maybe we'll find that in the draft. But then people talk about Connor Williams like we had him last year. They're like, Aaron Brewer is a downgrade to Connor Williams. Well, yeah, but we didn't have Connor Williams. Connor Williams has not got re-signed. Connor Williams might never play football again. So we need to look at the big chunk of last year, who was our starting center, and that's Liam Eichenberg. And I'm sorry, but Aaron Brewer is a huge upgrade from Liam Eichenberg. Huge upgrade from Liam Eichenberg. I do agree that, you know, Connor Williams in his – when he's back healthy 100%, I think Connor is one of the best centers in the NFL. So Aaron Brewer is not that good, but he's definitely will be better than Liam, I believe. And the thing about Aaron Brewer is really good. The running backs are going to love him. He's good at creating holes. He's really good at run blocking. Not so good at pass blocking, but he came over from Tennessee, and you got to look at their quarterback, the quarterbacks that he played with last year. Tua gets rid of the ball a whole lot faster than whether you're talking about the rookie or the vet that played at the very beginning of the year. So for Tennessee, Aaron Brewer is going to be, he's just going to have a better quarterback. He's going to be in front of a better quarterback. And I think you'll see that So that's what I wanted to say about Aaron Brewer is it's either right now, it's either if we didn't sign, if Greer wouldn't have brought Aaron Brewer on and signed him, Liam Eichenberg was our starting center right now. And so that's the upgrade that I'm going off of. And it's a huge upgrade to what we had right before, you know, last week when Aaron Brewer signed. So that's kind of where I'm at with the offensive line, the running back room, and the addition of Salvin Ahmed. We'll jump into the running back room. I'm kind of disappointed with this. I really wanted the Dolphins to get tougher on offense is what I wanted. And I wanted, because I think that's part of the problem of why they have a problem. They struggle with winning games down the stretch in the playoffs is because as we go into wintertime, you know, December, January football, I think you need to have a tough ass team. And the Dolphins don't have a tough ass team. We have a finesse team. We have a really fast team. And I really wanted the bruiser running back. Now, some people say that guy is on the roster. Okay. And if Chris is going to do that, then why did we bring back Salvin Ahmed? I don't know. I don't know why we're running it back with the same guys. Last year, and the reason why is because last year, towards the end of the year, everybody listening to this, we're diehard Dolphins fans. We remember what happened with the running back room last year at the end of the season. Nobody was healthy. Nobody. And so I thought, you know, if you sign somebody like a Derrick Henry or something like that, don't use him as much. Use him in short yardage, red zone, stuff like that through the year. Save him, bring him in extremely healthy late in the year. And that would have been awesome. But Greer, you know, he doesn't respect running backs. It's not respect, but he likes the prime positions, and running back is not. Wide receiver is, running back is not. So I wonder if the Dolphins can find some of that toughness from Jonnu Smith. And that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if that tight end, you know, if Tua can get that short yard dump pass down to Smith, and then Smith can just turn around and do what he does best. And, you know, which we already talked about in the last podcast that he, you know, that he led tight ends in yak and yards after catch. So maybe that'll bring some toughness. Kind of like an extension of the running game, the short pass in the middle of the field, as we got, you know, the wide receivers stretching the field and pulling the defense out. So maybe it'll come. Wide receiver room. We talked and talked and talked and said we needed a real third wide receiver. And the wide receivers that were re-signed are Braxton Berrios, who is not a wide receiver three, and River Craycraft, in my opinion, is not a wide receiver three. And I believe that Chris Greer knows that. Thursday, the Dolphins have met with OBJ. And I was going to check this morning. I put up a poll on Twitter, Mr. McDolphin 73. Make sure you guys follow me, Mr. McDolphin 73. I put up a poll. Oh, and it's actually pretty close. The poll said, I just put up a, you know, just said, okay, OBJ is meeting with the Dolphins today. Should the Dolphins sign Odell Beckham Jr., OBJ? That's all I asked as a poll, yes or no. 60% of fans said yes, 40% no. So, and nobody left a comment. I would have liked to, if you're going to say no, why? Because OBJ is definitely not a wide receiver one anymore, but he would be a badass wide receiver three he would be pretty good. I mean, he's not my first pick in free agency as wide receiver three, but he would be a pretty good option, I believe. I don't think the Dolphins will sign him. I know they met with him, and the only way that the Dolphins are going to be able to sign Odell is if he takes a pay cut, because I don't think Chris Greer is going to give that much money. He's not going to give that much money for a wide receiver three. So, he's going to have to be cool with the, hey, Miami, Florida, no state tax kind of thing. And I don't know if Odell is going to do that right now. So I think if they were going to give him a decent amount, if he was happy with the money they were talking about, he would have never left today, is what I'm getting at. And because he left today, I think that's a little bit harder. Now, there's still a couple more wide receivers in free agency that could be good. That could be good. So we'll see what happens, in my opinion. And wide receiver, here's the other thing. I hear a lot of people talking about wide receiver. Should we draft a wide receiver? Blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. It's a deep, as you guys know, I really get into the draft. I watch tape on these guys, the guys that the Dolphins might get. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I don't watch tape on every single one, but it's a pretty deep wide receiver class, and there is a wide receiver that if he falls to the Dolphins to 21, the Dolphins have to jump on it, I believe. And the reason why I believe is because I believe this guy is going to be a true number one, has the potential to be a wide receiver one in the league. So, and that's Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU. That's the only way I believe we should draft a wide receiver high. Like, when I say high, I mean 21 or 55. That's the only way, is if Brian Thomas — I do not believe Brian Thomas Jr. will drop to 21. And most people's, the professional dudes that do the draft, they got him ranked. Some of them have him ranked 18th, 19th, or 20th, 21st, right around in there. And that's out of everybody in the draft. So he's like a top 20 prospect when you throw all the positions in. Brian Thomas, I believe, is going to be a true number one. And him being able to come in as three would be great. I would love it. So if he dropped to 21. So there you go. So the wide receiver room, that's it. We'll wait, see if we hear anything else. I keep pulling it up just to make sure that, OBJ didn't sign with the Dolphins like just now kind of stuff. So, and I don't see it. So I'm guessing he didn't. So let's just, there's some options. I think that's one thing that Greer will do, is probably get a wide receiver three in free agency. But he's not going to pay a lot. So let's not get our hopes up. And that's why I don't think OBJ will come here. But who knows? All right, quarterbacks, let's just talk a minute about the quarterback position. Our quarterback room did not change. We didn't lose anybody. We didn't upgrade a backup quarterback, any of those kind of things. So the one thing I wanted to say, I'm in the camp. Like I said, I'm pretty big on the draft. I believe the best time to draft a quarterback is when you don't need one. I believe the Dolphins do not need a quarterback. I'm believing Tua. But I believe that we should draft a quarterback later on in the draft. And I'm talking about like 184, 198. I think we should draft a quarterback. I like Joe Milton III. That would be my vote. So that would be my vote for, you could probably get him at 184. You should definitely be able to get him at 184, maybe at 198. Which is, you know, two of the Dolphins picks later on in the draft. But the last thing I'm going to say about quarterback is, this is in my opinion, a lot of you all probably do not agree with me. If Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr. falls to 55, not 21, I don't care if they're there at 21. We take our left tackle at 21, Brian Thomas, if he's there, if not, left tackle or, you know, edge, whatever you want to do, Chris Greer. But if Bo Nix or Michael Penix, I don't think they will, but if they drop to 55, you take that quarterback as your backup quarterback.